We welcome to the program Dr. Lee Schimler, and we're going to talk, he's with Lynchburg College, we're going to talk about the Master of Business Administration program. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, talk about, for folks who aren't familiar with this program at Lynchburg College, tell our listeners about it.
It's a graduate and master's in business administration, mm-hmm. so it's designed for non-business majors, people who haven't had any business classes before, working professionals, so the classes are in the evenings, sometimes on the summer, we go on Saturdays also. And it takes about, we can go full-time in about 15 months, or if you go part-time, generally the students get through the program in 2 to 3 years. And it's for people who are looking to sort of advance their career or accelerate their movement upward into the company.
As someone who has children now getting ready to go to college, what we're hearing as we visit different colleges is more and more these days, it's not enough just to have a four-year degree. You have to go on and do more schooling. That's what companies are looking for as the market gets more competitive. And it sounds like this program is just what they're talking
about. Absolutely. We're seeing more and more people who with undergraduate degrees, and they find out for some reason that's not enough. Either the undergrad degree is in maybe a very technical field like engineering, and they want to add business on top of that, which was what I did. I was an engineer for 20 years, and along the way, got my MBA and then really accelerated my career and moving into management. Or we have people with, sometimes our students have liberal arts degrees, mm-hmm. and they want more applications. So they come to us and they get an MBA, and that really helps them in the job market.
You mentioned that moving into management levels with this master's in business administration. Does that have to do, or are you teaching about people skills, for lack of a better term?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So we have a class in leadership and ethics, mm-hmm. and the School of Business and Economics at Lynchburg College is ranked number 2 in leadership development in the country by Leadership Excellence Magazine. We're very proud of that. And next month, I'm going to have the students up on the High Ropes course at Lynchburg College working on team building skills and leadership. So hopefully they'll be swinging through the trees and not dangling from them.
So how much of an emphasis for the interpersonal skills do you put on yelling as much as possible to get your point across and make sure people do whatever the heck you say?
Yeah, actually, it's just the opposite of that, right? Less yelling is generally better.
Well, in other news, Lynchburg College has a ropes course, which I think I knew that. But how does that help? I mean, helping one of your team members like not fall as that team member is rappelling.
But yeah, and they will give them challenges, and they have to work as a team and pick leaders and then solve these problems and the problems are designed that one person can't do it. They have to work it out as a team to solve these different challenges.
Are there other ways, or what other ways do you teach leadership?
We have a number of speakers that come into town, mm-hmm. and then all through the program, they work in teams, they work on team presentations, and they have to. Generally, we have a lot of cases that they analyze, so that sort of builds up their skills as they move through the program.
Talk about the cost of the MBA program.
Okay, so we're very cost effective. Our tuition right now is less than $23,500, and if you compare that to other programs in the area, it's very cost effective. And it's actually less than the state universities in Virginia.
Wow. And so the return on the investment?
It's generally very high. Our students report everybody gets a job when they graduate. So we have essentially 100% employment coming out of the program. And we've had students that have taken, particularly with the non-technical degrees, have taken significant improvements in their earnings as they get into the marketplace.
So you've mentioned some of the people who are taking advantage of the program. You got somebody who got an undergraduate degree in some other field, but give some other examples of folks who might be good for pursuing an MBA.
Yeah, so lots of engineers in the program, area of engineers. We also have a number of liberal arts majors in the program, and it tends to help those two groups out a lot. We also had people who majored in business want more business academics, so they come back to the program. So that's probably our three main groups we draw on.
We were talking earlier about sports management, and that's a very popular mm-hmm. field right now. Mm-hmm. But you're advising people who want to go into that field to do the business, get the business degree or maybe an MBA as well, because it's kind of an umbrella that will teach you so many different skills that you can apply to different positions.
Absolutely. Between the finance and the marketing and the organizational design skills all across the board. So we mix problem-solving skills with analytical skills, with people skills, so the students are ready to handle a myriad of issues when they get into the workforce.
talk about the online component of it.
Okay, so this is new for us. About a year ago, we started online classes. We do not have an online MBA. We have an MBA which has online options for the classes. So all of our classes are offered on campus, and they're also offered online. So the students can mix and match them, too. So you can take a class one semester on campus, and the next semester you can take a different class online. And sometimes they'll take on campus and online at the same time as it fits their busy schedule. I should say that our on-campus classes are always, or I mentioned, they're always at night, and so we schedule around the working professionals. Our program is designed for them.
Yeah, that's going to make it an awful lot easier to fit into a schedule, especially if you have that sort of hybrid. You can go back and forth between a class and being online.
Yeah, that's the number one reason people pick the online classes, is because it fits their personal schedule better, particularly either personal schedule or for their work schedule. We have a lot of students who travel a lot, so they can just keep right up with their classes while they're traveling. They're essentially in their hotel room on Wi-Fi doing their homework.
Do you find that your students have a pretty easy transition for those who have been in the workplace for a while and then are pursuing this degree? Is it an easy transition to get back in the classroom?
I don't know if easy is the right word, but we have an entry-level course that we refer to as the boot camp, where we teach them the basics of business. So as an engineer, I didn't know a debit from a credit when I started my MBA program. Mm. So we have a class that covers the fundamentals of business, a 6-credit-hour class, and we work them pretty hard in that class. But after that, they feel like they've really got their feet wet in business, understand a lot of the terminology, and they're ready to take their follow-on courses.
What's involved as far as do you have to take a lot of tests? Do you listen to a lot of lectures? Do you write a lot of papers? What's involved in getting the MBA?
All of that. So there's lecture in class, there's problem solving, there's case studies. They write papers about the case studies. They do presentations. And at the end, the very last class, they do a huge computer simulation where they're running an international athletic apparel company. Not Nike, but, you know, it could be. And they have to make a lot of decisions on how to run this business. Do we sell in Europe? Do we produce in Eastern Europe? Or do we produce in China and ship it to Europe? And they make a lot of top management decisions like that. And the best part is they get to compete against each other and other MBA students around the globe and see how they fare. And the students get a big kick out of that, competing internationally against others.
And how does Lynchburg College's MBA program fare in those competitions?
We've had teams at points in the top 10 along the program. So we've had students do quite well in that program.
We're speaking with Dr. Lee Schimler about the Master of Business Administration program for Lynchburg College. You mentioned that it's 15 months, so just a little over a year.
If you go full-time, yeah. And the
right.
Part-time is generally 2 to 3 years.
Mm-hmm. It's as you mentioned, a 36-credit-hour program, part-time and full-time options, very affordable, so you get a terrific return on your investment. Do you have some examples of recent, say, success stories of folks who've gone through the program?
Certainly. So we've had we had an English major from University of Virginia who was frustrated and kind of waiting tables and not very happy. And someone steered her to our program. And as she was moving through her program, her friends from college said, "Hey, you should come visit us in Austin. You'd really like Austin, Texas." So she went down and visited on spring break and really liked it. So she was nearing the end of a program, so she started applying to jobs in the Austin area, and she, to her surprise, got a job as a program manager at an IT company, and they said, "We'll teach you the IT. We want your MBA skills, we want your English writing skills," and pulled down a very nice salary, and we're very proud of her for that, and she's happy as can be there. So it really changed her whole life, not just her career, but her whole life.
Well, and you mentioned the 100% or near 100% job placement rate. I guess when the employer sees MBA, and you know, from a great program like Lynchburg College, when they see that on the resume, that's going to really get you a job.
Yeah, absolutely. It shows that you know a lot of things about a lot of areas of the company. You're not just an expert in one small area of the company.
So, Lee, if folks are listening and interested in this MBA program through Lynchburg College, want to know more information or want to just sign up right away,
come to our web pages and take a look. So okay. Just Google Lynchburg MBA and we'll pop right up. And you can look at our web pages there and you can read about the different courses, the different careers people are getting into, and then look at our contact. We have buttons on there for contacting us. We'd be glad to call you. And we also have a number of open houses. We had one just last night, and we'll talk to you at open houses too. And we'll answer your questions about the program.
And it probably goes without saying, but you all are fully accredited.
Absolutely. ACBSP accreditation, so we're a fully accredited program.
Lee Schimler, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Great program. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.